Thanks again for joining me here with So Many Versions, which is the title of the new book, not found in your so-called Christian bookstore. Ask your pastor why it's not there. And this is July's blog edition, 2024, as we continue to go through the Phillips translation. We'll be going through this book, which brings light to so many versions of the Bible. How do these versions stack up to God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible, which they never mention in this book, the Blaney text? It is always the 1611 translation. Here's what the authors Saki Kubo and Walter Speck say in chapter 1 titled Early Modern Speech Versions. Page 26. In the 16th century, William Tyndale risked his life to translate the scriptures and died as a martyr in 1538. What was it that inspired him to undertake such a dangerous and daring work, Tyndale said. Which thing only moved me to translate the New Testament, because I had perceived by experience how that it is impossible to establish the lay people in any truth, except the scripture were plainly laid before their eyes in their mother tongue, that they might see the processing of the text. Later on page 26, they fall for the devil's lie. Unfortunately, the very version prefaced by these noble words is the King James 1611 is no longer speaking their language of the common man. To the average man of today, the language of the King James Version seems strange and foreign. There is therefore danger that the Bible may seem to modern man to be something out of date and irrelevant. This has been recognized now for nearly a century. Has it? Why do you think it went from 1611 to 1769? And like I've been saying since I've been preaching and teaching, most people that have a King James Bible don't even realize that they have a 1769. They don't even know. Because they don't study to show themselves approved unto God. There is danger that the Bible may seem to modern man to be something out of date and irrelevant. You know what's funny too is, what's the Bible to these people? These are people that are willing to change words. These are people that are rejecting the King James Bible. So what is the Bible to them? And why is modern English so important when they don't even care about the Bible? Have you ever thought about that? Hence, toward the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, a movement arose calling for translations of the Bible in modern English. Oh, is that what the trick was? Is that the devilish trick? Take note that this book puts scholarship first. They don't believe the words on the page. They refer to the originals, and there are no originals on the face of the planet. And they attack the so-called archaic words, the King James Bible, because they don't even know they're using a 1769. It's crazy. So, William Smalley, this is page 71. William Smalley has made a comparative study of Phillips and the NEB on Romans 12. He finds the Phillips superior. Isn't this crazy? They're comparing the same text. One unforgettable verse, which Smalley calls one of the most powerful renderings in the whole New Testament, is Romans 12:2. Is Romans 12:2 the New Testament? Let me just ask you that question. Is it? Romans 12:2. That would be Paul's writings. Paul says we're not under the law, we're under grace. Paul says he preaches according to the revelation of the mystery, Romans 16:25. Is that part of Israel's covenant, which in Exodus 19, Moses only gave to Israel? And in Jeremiah 31 and Hebrews 8, the New Testament only goes to Israel? So Romans is the New Testament? That's wrong. And he says, is Phillips Romans 12:2? Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold your minds from within. How about that one? Does that sound like any familiar verse if you're a King James Bible believer? God's going to mold you and remold you? Really? The King James Version already had an excellent translation with conform and transform, but lacks the vigor of Phillips. How about that one? They just cut down God's perfect words, the King James Bible. More next week.